This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
When's the last time you checked the most valuable asset that you have? No, I'm not talking about your revenue streams or your client list. I'm talking about you. I'm Wes Wyatt, and here on today's Market You First podcast, we're diving into why treating yourself like your most important client might be the breakthrough that your business needs. All right, so why does this matter? Listen, I get it. You're juggling client calls, deadlines, never-ending to-do lists, and here's the reality. Your business can only grow as much as you can sustain, and I have seen way too many people burn out just as their business was taking off. Keep this in mind. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's strategic. When you're operating at your best, your business naturally follows suit. So here's three key takeaways that could help you with this. All right. Number one, schedule non-negotiable recovery blocks. Block out 2 30-minute periods daily for complete disconnection. Treat these like your most important client meetings, because they are. Use this time for meditation, exercise, or simply sitting in silence. Number two, create energy-based task planning. Map your tasks to your natural energy levels. Handle creative work when you're at your most alert, and save administrative tasks for lower energy periods. This isn't about time management, it's about energy management. And three, set digital boundaries. Implement a sunset hour for business communications. After this time, switch off notifications and focus on personal recovery. Your clients will respect clear boundaries when you communicate them confidently. So, how do you market you first on this and make it personal? Your self-care routine should reflect your unique needs and business style. A morning person might create a creative work at 6 a.m., while a night owl could thrive with evening planning sessions, okay? The key is to identifying when you naturally perform best and building your self-care routine around these peaks. So remember, you're not just maintaining yourself, you're investing in your personal brand's sustainability, all right? Now, here's a call to action. Right now, open your calendar and block out 2 30-minute recovery periods for tomorrow. Treat these as non-negotiable appointments with yourself. Start small, but start today, all right? Now, if you have found any value in this episode, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Head to WesWyatt.com when you're done with this podcast. Find where you can put your name and your email address, and do me a favor, join our insiders group. We want to make sure that we get you all of the tips, tricks, nuggets, and just things that I find out there. And if you have questions, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll to the bottom right. You're going to see a little thought bubble. That is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very timely. And last but not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this podcast, the post and info I provide. And thank you so much for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. And remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for long-term success. Until next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.